celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
We lose sight of eternity. We've lost sight of God. When the gospel is all about you and this natural world, we've lost sight of the gospel. God, give me a church so on fire that on Saturday night people can't sleep for praying a spirit of conviction in here on Sunday morning. If a lost man walks through that door, he can't wait for the first song. He's already in the altar. People say, Pastor, why do you preach like you do? There's no place like hell.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
And God said, if they will look to it, because I decreed it, they will live. That pole represented the cross, of course, in the New Covenant. All you have to do is look and live. I said, all you have to do is look and live. Hey there, welcome to another God-exalting international broadcast of your breakthrough. I've got a really special message coming up just for you, so I need you to help me today. Come on, will you? Help me today. I want you to use your social media. Be an evangelist. Spread the word of God. Tell everyone in your list that Breakthrough is on. Pastor Rod has a message just for them. They'll be excited to receive it. They'll be enthused and infused with the Spirit of the living God. Well, today, we're going to rise above the snake bites of a culture that's literally lost its mind. I hear you shouting amen. And a church that's confused its calling and neglected its heavenly assignment. Multiplied millions are simply looking for answers, but God has provided a way with eternity in mind. If we'll only, watch me now, look and live. I've been so privileged to present this one and only true message of the gospel to those who are lost, those who are hurting, those that just need an encouraging word from God. The ever-expanding outreach of this worldwide soul-winning ministry is only possible because of friends just like you. I need to pause right here at the very beginning of your broadcast of Breakthrough today to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers, for every word of encouragement. They mean more to Miss Joni and I than I could ever even begin to hope to express. Well, perhaps it's been a little while since we've heard from you. It is, after all, the summer months. Or this may be the very first time you've tuned in to Breakthrough. Won't you take just a moment today? Drop me a card, a short letter or long letter. Share how God is working in your life and how Joni and I can pray specifically for you. That's our anointing. That's our calling. Our address is very simple. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. And now we're going into today's message because it's all about the one. So let's look and live. First Corinthians chapter number 10. We'll make it easy on everybody and we'll begin at verse 1. We'll do several verses among the first 10 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. A study of the church at Corinth is one of the most interesting you could ever embark on. So just think about that. So I want to talk to you about home. Just look at somebody and say, home. Some of you'd like to be there now. Home. Some of you are there now, and we'd like for you to be here. Well, at least me and that lady back there, we'd love for you to be here. Thank you, Nick. Nick, it's harder for him to shout and praise than anybody in here, but he just outshouted and outpraised us all, just shamed us all right there. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, Paul the apostle right here is setting forth for every one of us the example of our forefathers, the Jewish people, which was the church, you understand, of God like us, only under the old economy, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. So when we see them, we see a type and a shadow, a picture, a mirrored image of the church, because the Old Testament is in the new fulfilled. Okay, just want to make sure you have a whole Bible. If you just have a New Testament, you have a dagger. You need a sword, get the whole thing. They were given, those children of Israel, the Jewish people, they were given a great, great privilege. In fact, many, many privileges. But their sins and their iniquities were heinous affronts to God. Heinous affronts to God. And as a result of their sins being such an affront, they fell under grievous things you can't imagine, like the earth swallowing thousands up at one time, like fire and brimstone raining down out of heaven and destroying entire cities, like leprosy being visited upon people, hunger, lack, deprivation, all as a part of their economy as a result of not only original sin, which was the sin in the Garden of Eden that's in the bloodstream of all humanity. That's the reason even in the driest times in Ohio, weeds seem to make it. Don't have to cultivate them, don't have to water them, don't have to do anything. Whoop, there they is. Right? That's the way sin is. And then there are sins of commission and sins of omission. When God tells you to do a thing, you don't do it, that's a sin. Right? If God says don't do it and you do it, that's a sin. All right. Now here in these verses, we have it explained for us. Chapter 10, verse 1. I would not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. And all passed through the sea. Which sea? The Red Sea. Out of Egyptian slavery and bondage and forced labor into a promised land. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 5, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. Uh-oh. So what did God do? He gave instruction to his man. His man was Moses. The instruction was, make a serpent, put it up on a pole. Have you ever noticed the emblem for medicine? Is a pole with a snake on it. Now you'll notice it. And God said, if they will look to it, because I decreed it, they will live. That pole represented the cross, of course, in the new covenant. So God says there's all this death. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. It's basically in the air you're breathing. It's certainly coursing through the veins of every man or woman who's ever broken the womb of their mother. It's there. You can't ignore it, but you can get free from it. All you have to do is look and live. I said, all you have to do is look and live. All you have to do is look and live. Look at the man on the middle cross. Look at him suffering for your sin. Watch him sighing for your sin. Watch him be wounded for your iniquities. The chastised, wounded for your iniquities. Boy, I'm stuck there. Bruised for your iniquities. Wounded for your transgressions. Bruised for your iniquities. Wounded for your transgressions. What does that mean? A wound is something destructive to your outward body. Yeah? Wounded for your transgressions. Bruised for your iniquity. What's a bruise? It's an inward wound. So he, there on that cross, on that pole, he's saying to you, if you will look to me, I will heal what's wrong outside you, but I'll do a whole lot more. I'll take care of fixing what's wrong inside you. Say, this is our example. Look and live. Well, there's a whole lot more to come from today's powerful message, Look and Live, including some life-changing truth concerning the thief on the cross next to King Jesus. As you've already heard, our Creator loves you, cares about you, and He has a purpose for your life. As He blesses you today, I pray that you will remember to share your blessing with poor and forgotten people far, far away. I pray you'll turn your attention for just a brief moment to the desperate and overwhelming human drama unfolding in the Horn of Africa. The dry and unforgiving African landscape has suffered violently from another year of disastrous weather extremes. Severe drought has been followed by torrential rains that have stripped the land of its topsoil, stolen even the faintest hope of a harvest of any kind. Hard-working farmers and their families are left with little or no food at all to sustain their meager existence. War, violence in Sudan and South Sudan have forced multiplied millions to flee for their lives, seeking refuge in crowded refugee camps, only to find there's no food there either. Our Bridge of Hope partners are on the ground. They're there right now, ready to deliver emergency food and aid. I've committed to deliver another 150,000 meals. But I need your partnership, of course, to ever hope to accomplish it. Generous friends just like you have heard the pleas. They've heard the voice of God. They understand millions are hungry and dying. Therefore, they have established, thank God, a $50,000 matching challenge. It's there to encourage you right now that your gift will double in impact when you sow today. A staggering 20 million people are struggling. That's to put it mildly. They're doing anything and everything they can just to survive in the Horn of Africa. You and I cannot allow our brothers and sisters in Christ to watch their children die in their arms from starvation. It's unconscionable. Today, your Bridge of Hope gift of just $48, let me say it again, just $48 or more if you can, but $48 will help us feed 16 children in one refugee camp in Darfur, Sudan alone. 13 children are dying every single day from starvation. $48 can reverse that tragic reality. You have that power available to you today. And I'm praying that many of you wonderfully compassionate friends will sow a life-giving seed of $96. Less than $100, $96 or more. When you do, you'll help me save the precious lives of 32 children. Now, this matching challenge ends June 10th. So please, hear God's heart in my words. Don't delay. Help me provide hope and 150,000 meals to desperate children and their families. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com and rush this immediate aid to them. And I pray God's richest blessing on you as you do.
Bridge of Hope must extend our appeal to help provide food and emergency aid to the desperate and dying suffering in the Horn of Africa. Our partners in the hot spots of hunger say the need is great, and children in some refugee camps are dying at an unheard-of rate. Please respond quickly with your $48 Bridge of Hope love gift. It will be doubled in impact to help feed 16 children as we extend the $50,000 Save Them Matching Challenge. Your generous gift of $96 will provide food and emergency aid for 32 children. Mothers are watching their children suffer from the lack of food at no fault of their own. The situation is critical. Please consider a very special gift of $300. Nearly 100 children will live because of your generosity. Let's save lives and restore hope. Call day or night, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter today. This limited time matching challenge extension expires on June 10th.
Everybody standing. I'm finished talking to you. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing wrong with Netflix, but you're not going to live from it. Nothing wrong with a magazine, but you're not going to live from it. Nothing wrong with, you know, some forms of entertainment, but you're not going to live from it. But you look to Jesus. It's just that simple. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So every head bowed right now. Today, our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we determine to look to you. We determine to look to the cross for every need. For Jesus, either you're Lord of all or you're not Lord at all. And so today, Let my broken words be consolation, that today grace is still preaching. Today mercy is still mighty. And may this be an admonition, just a good, strong, stern warning that we're stepping off track. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, hound of heaven, move from heart to heart, from mind to mind, from person to person today. Convict of sin and convince of righteousness. In many ways, we've been snake bitten, Lord. And we're looking everywhere for the answer but to you. And today, we've heard that if we just look to you, we could live. We can rise above the snake bites of this culture gone mad. A church that's lost its way, and preachers that can't find a Bible. Today, oh God, speak to each of us, me included, as an individual. As the sweet psalmist of Israel said, search me, oh God, see if there be any wicked way in me. Let my sin not be an affront to you. Lord Jesus, today I just look to you. Not to a church, not to a man, not to an organization, not to a religion. I look square at the cross and then glance over at that empty tomb and know you paid the price. And today, Jesus, I look to you. Jesus crucified between two thieves, two malefactors, two really, really bad dudes. He had done nothing, Jesus. But there, on those side crosses, those thieves went to cursing him. I mean, just the most horrible things you could ever think of. And then he looked over at Jesus and he just said one little sentence. Lord, remember me. Wow. I wanted to talk to that guy because that day, hanging there, bleeding by which the veins of God were emptied, Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Now wait just one hallelujah minute. Oh, how we underestimate the mercy of God. Don't tell me you've never thought it. How come the wicked seem to prosper and I'm down here? Don't tell me you've never thought it. It's a sin, but you thought it. I mean, what was heaven like that day? There's a guy out here. So the supervisor angel comes over and says, what exactly did you do to gain entrance? He said, I just looked at the guy in the middle. And he said I could come. And so can you. Shout! Shout! Shout that you're going to make it. You're going to get in. Your religious thing, you shout because God can forgive you. Lift up those hands. Say, Jesus, I look to you. Save me. Deliver me. Help me. Be my Lord. Be my
you, and I'm leaving here today gonna serve you. Now help me as I look to you. Now shout, dance, clap, spin, wave. Every condemning spirit, but I loose the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Do your work, Hound of Heaven. Do your work, Holy Spirit. Do what men can't do. If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
You know that when hell gets the cutting up, it's just an indication that the biggest breakthrough that you've ever seen before is on the horizon.
There's some stuff nobody knows I did, and you forgave me for it, and you died for it, and you were wounded for it.
The more the devil fights me, the more I'm coming out with a punch, baby. I won't stay here another day.
You shouldn't be worried about any attacks. The attack is the indicator of your closeness with God.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity. And tomorrow, we're about to change the world.
Well, if you were among the tens of thousands that prayed the wonderful prayer of eternal salvation today, heaven is rejoicing right along with you. Our Savior wasn't thinking about the whole wide world when he suffered, bled, gave his life on that cruel biting beam. He was thinking of you, dear friend. You're that important to him. I'd like you to receive this brand new little booklet. It's my gift to you to help you get started in your wonderful walk with Jesus Christ. It's called New Direction. I'll send it to you when you simply call or visit rodparsley.com. I sure want to thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next time right here on Your Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.